Here's a little hemp trivia for you. Do you know which American colony was recognized to be the first colony to enact a cannabis-related law? The 1619 law, enacted at the Jamestown colony in Virginia, is recognized as America's first cannabis-related law. This mandate specifically ordered all farmers to make trial, quote-unquote, make trial of or grow Indian hemp seed. The Jamestown law was only the beginning of a long history of compulsory hemp farming in the colonies. Similar, quote, must-grow laws were later enacted in Massachusetts in 1631 and Connecticut in 1632, and they continued throughout the Chesapeake colonies well into the mid-1700s. To further encourage production, cannabis hemp was considered legal tender, otherwise known as money, in most of the American colonies from 1631 until the early 1800s. For over 200 years, American citizens were even permitted to pay their taxes using hemp. The requirement to grow hemp was strictly enforced, particularly during times of shortage. For instance, in Virginia, between 1763 and 1767, a farmer could actually be jailed for refusing to grow the crop. The intense focus on hemp was due to its status as a vital strategic resource. At the time, hemp was the biggest business and most important industry on the planet because its fiber moved virtually all world shipping. It was essential for creating sails, rigging, anchor ropes, and nets. To put the scale of its use into perspective, a single 44-gun frigate like the old Ironsides, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, a frigate, it might be frigate or frigate. Anyway, old Ironsides required over 60 tons of hemp for its rigging alone. This tradition of cultivation was practiced by some of America's most famous founding fathers. Both George Washington and Thomas Jefferson grew cannabis on their plantations. Jefferson even went to great personal risk to have high-quality hemp seeds smuggled from China, where exporting them was a capital offense. So there's a little hempy fun fact for you.